shop is quick, safe, and 100% cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Conte pay points. This fan check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
18 hours on Phoenix, time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good evening. The headlines. Justice Minister underscores Zambia's democratic gains ahead of 2026 election. Four accused in Ndola admit stealing Zesco cable, fighting hunger. And in global news, new alliances shape up Nigerian political landscape. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Haji Mulando. Justice Minister Princess Kasune has underscored the New Dawn government's positive strides in enhancing democracy and promotion in Zambia. Speaking when the African Union pre-election and needs assessment team paid a courtesy call on her, Ms. Kasune told the delegation that the current administration has enhanced the policy and legal framework to guarantee democracy and also free and fair elections in Zambia. Ms. Kasune said that the amendments introduced through the Constitutional Zambia Amendment Number 13 of 2025 have significantly strengthened the principle of inclusion. She notes that for the first time in the country's history, the National Assembly will have guaranteed representation of 20 women, 15 youth, and 5 persons with disabilities through proportional representation. Ms. Kasune said the New Dawn administration has addressed the root causes of political violence, including cadre-related activities and impunity. She added that Zambia should be regarded as a model of political stability and peace, not only in Africa, but globally. Meanwhile, African Union pre-election and needs assessment head of delegation and former Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Semeke Mekonnen Hassan, has commended the Zambian government for focusing on inclusion through proportional representation, which came as a result of the amendments to the constitution. Mr. Hassan stated that he was equally pleased with the preparations that the Zambian government and the Electoral Commission of Zambia has put in place towards having a free and fair election in August this year. This is according to a statement issued by Minister of Justice Principal Public Relations Officer Joe Kandani. Three juveniles and a 24-year-old man in Ndola have admitted to stealing electrical cables belonging to Zesco Limited, telling the court they were driven by hunger. The four accused persons, including Emmanuel Chishimba, pleaded guilty before Ndola High Court Judge David Mumba to stealing 20 meters of electric cable valued at 46,000 kwacha. The court heard that the incident occurred on the 18th of November 2025 when the group attempted to steal the cables and all four admitted to the offense during plea. The accused persons said in mitigation that they were driven by lack of food in their homes, with the adult offender explaining that he had managed to sell the cables, that had he managed to sell the cables, he would have used the money to take his children to school. Meanwhile, the court heard that one of the juveniles also assaulted a man in Leo Mbola on the same day following a dispute. Judge Mumba has adjourned the matter to the 5th of May 2026 for presentation of facts and sentencing. The Center for Elections and Governance is calling for violence-free campaigns as the country approaches the August 2026 general elections, urging political players to uphold peace and order throughout the electoral period. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Organization Executive Director Gesho Musonda said violent behavior contributes to voter apathy, with some citizens avoiding political gatherings and elections due to fear of victimization. The Samsonda further observed that in some cases, cadres have blocked roads during political activities, which he said is against the law, citing recent by-elections in Kasama, Setauke, and Kawambwa, where traffic police were reportedly overwhelmed. He has urged political parties to use the remaining period before the election to educate their members on peaceful conduct and discourage violent behavior during campaigns. Mr. Musanda has also called on members of the public to remain peaceful and not allow intimidation to prevent them from exercising their right to vote.
We saw it in recent by-elections in Kasama, the mayoral by-elections, then the parliamentary by-elections in Petauke Central, Kawambwa Central, Pambashe, also in Kawambwa, where political party cadres just literally took over the roads. Traffic police were overpowered. The regular police couldn't control the crowds and so on and so forth. That agreement, I think, at this stage should be a thing of the past. And we know some of these political party cadres survive on violence and they're crossing over party lines, carrying with them trace of bad behavior. That should be discussed. Including regard that mimics the paramilitary. Let's remain peaceful. Of course, there are issues. But take action, vote. You know, and lobby those who are voting for to say this is where we want improvement. Staying away is not helping us because the level of what happens in this country is so bad.
Political activist Rudolf Mwanza says the increase in the number of presidential candidates ahead of the 2026 general elections is a positive development for Zambia's democracy. Mr. Mwanza has noted that the number of candidates has risen from 16 in 2021 general election to 25 so far, describing the trend as a sign that more citizens feel confident to participate in shaping the country's leadership. He says the growing interest in contesting elections reflects an environment where citizens believe their voices matter and are willing to take part in democratic processes. In a statement, Mr. Mwanza also attributed the development to the political space created under the current administration, saying it has encouraged broader participation in governance and electoral competition. He added that increased numbers of candidates provide voters with wider choices, which strengthens competition and promotes accountability among leaders. Mr. Mwanza has therefore urged aspiring candidates to focus their campaigns on key national issues such as employment, the cost of living, and service delivery. In global news, two of Nigeria's most prominent opposition figures have announced they have switched parties in a dramatic political realignment ahead of next year's presidential election. Peter Obi and Rabiu Kwankwaso, who finished third and fourth respectively in the 2023 presidential race, have both joined the Nigeria Democratic Congress, raising the prospect of a joint ticket to challenge President Bola Tinubu. They were previously in the African Democratic Congress, along with former Vice President Atiku Abubakar, who came second in the last election. We monitor the BBC for more in global stories.
The U.S. military says American warships have passed through the Strait of Hormuz as part of an operation to restore freedom of navigation. It's denied Iranian claims that one was hit by missiles and forced to turn back. Local officials in Pakistan say the U.S. has handed over 15 of the 22 members of the Iranian container ship that was seized by U.S. forces last month off the coast of Iran. European leaders gathered in Armenia have stressed the need for a coordinated approach to security in response to global turmoil and strained relations with Washington. The Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, said Europe should step up its military capabilities by speeding up production.
This is the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
From analog to digital to business.
All right, we're going to kick things off.
Phoenix has been rising for 30 years.
And now the business news.
The business news is brought to you by S&B. Health changes everything.
Health changes everything.
The Bank of Zambia board says it's the... I beg your pardon. The Bank of Zambia board says the Financial Stability Committee, FSC, has warned that near-term risks to the country's financial system have increased, largely driven by escalating geopolitical tensions and the resulting global oil shock. Board Governor Denny Kalyaya has explained that heightened global economic policy uncertainty and growing cyber threats also pose additional risks, as financial institutions remain prime targets for cyber criminal activity. In a statement, Dr. Kalyalia notes that risk managers across the financial sector broadly share the committee's